okay.
We're gonna be fine. We have to do it. It's the right thing to do, and nothing bad happens when you're doing the right thing.
In The Ides of March, Stephen Myers, played by Ryan Gosling, is the brilliant campaign manager of Democratic presidential hopeful Mike Morris. Governor Morris, played by George Clooney, is trying to win the Ohio primary. It's key to clinching the Democratic nomination for president.
Help people get an education. We're going to create national unity. We're going to teach young people a trade. And we're going to get them out of debt for their college loans. Now, where does that fail?
Oh, that's exactly right, Governor. It's just, if you're going to do it, do it.
Stephen Myers believes Morris. But as he tries to outline the governor's political agenda, the two clash. Morris is uncompromising, and Myers fears the governor might lose.
Tom Duffy.
You got a couple of minutes? I'd like to sit down with you.
I can't be talking to you.
Tom Duffy is the campaign manager for Morris's opponent. Duffy tries to undermine the governor by stealing Stephen Myers.
Did you tell anyone?
No, did you?
No.
Did you admit to meeting with me?
No.
The meeting destroys Stephen's credibility and gets him fired. But there is a twist.
I'm just a lowly intern.
Stephen finds out the governor has a secret. With that knowledge, he blackmails Governor Morris to get rehired and forces him to make political compromises.
Dignity matters. Integrity matters. Our future depends.
Through their unholy alliance, the ambitious campaign manager and the morally compromised politician make their way to the top. The film touched a nerve with audiences in Washington, D.C., the country's political epicenter.
Not only reflected the political climate, but just our society as a whole. You saw so many people are just me, and will do anything to get ahead.
I think all the backdoor deals are always happening.
George Clooney also directed the film and co-wrote the script. In addition to Ryan Gosling as Stephen Myers, Paul Giamatti plays Tom Duffy. Oscar winners Philip Seymour Hoffman and Marissa Tomei complete a stellar cast. Clooney says although the film is fiction, it accurately depicts politics today.
This film reflects some of the cynicism that we've seen in recent times. That's probably good. It's not a bad thing to hold a mirror up and look at some of the things that we're doing. It's not a bad thing to look at how we elect our officials.
I can't do it.
You know, you're on a sinking ship, Steve. Tell her what she wants to know and jump. Come over to our side. We can control this thing.
The Ides of March is the latest in a series of films that have reflected America's political psyche. One of the most iconic was Alan J. Pakula's All the President's Man. It chronicled the unraveling of the Nixon administration in the early 1970s as two Washington Post reporters exposed the Watergate cover-up.
The beauty of it is that everybody who's over the age of 18 or past the age of eligibility will be for it. Why not?
And all of the others
can't vote.
The Ides of March focuses on a new menace, cutthroat politics, political immorality, and cynicism taken to new heights.
That is what you didn't do.
I'll do or say anything if I believe in it, but I have to believe in the cause.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.